thở thấy.
Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with comedian Tom Holmes.
Ahoy!
Fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth.
Everyone's favourite.
And me, Craig Hazel, which means, hang on, one, two, three.
Oh my God, we're all here. I can't believe it. The three blind mice.
We are all here. Take your register. Ash is here, Tom's here, Craig's here. Hello,
yes,
thank
sir.
You for bearing with us. Yes, sir. We are here and we've made it. Last week was me and Ash. That was a little cheeky surprise.
Never happens, does it?
Tom was in Ibiza raving with his son. Tom and Ash have held the reins, kept the reins for a long... Held the reins, is that right? Taking the reins.
You have to hold them once you've taken them, mate.
For a long, long time. But now we're all back to talk all your fantasy football needs and some stuff you definitely don't need as we review game week 9 and look ahead to game week 10, as well as all the usual features. Tom wasn't here last week, for instance, when we gave the League of Power Bottoms update. That's exciting. There hasn't been a quiz in a long time. That's exciting. We're both here to listen to the Little Diary of Timmy Tinker. All the things are going to happen all at once. It's very, very exciting. And game week 9 was quite exciting. As it was going on, I thought, this is a good week of football, this. And then I logged into fantasy football. I typed fantasy football into Google. And and then I realised, oh, actually, there's no points anywhere. This is awful.
It was awful for a lot of people. I didn't have a bad one, actually, so I'm sort of relatively happy. It's usually the other way around. But, it's just nice to be here with you boys. It's the first time we've all been together since game week 2, I think.
Yeah, 1999, I believe it was.
I think it was the 1999-2000 season.
Yeah, Ronnie Johnson was playing for Man United. I remember that.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. And he was meant to be on the pod, but he was in Ibiza with his son.
Weird. Well, it was Bring Your Son to Ibiza week last week. So we loved it. But yeah, game week nine.
Before we go through the results for game week 9, which we obviously will with a fine tooth comb, it's if you were to go on your Gaffer Tapes app and go on this day, which we don't have either of those things, it would say on this day a year ago or tomorrow this week, same thing. We did the live show a year ago.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Gaffer Tapes Live, episode 101. It was 1 year ago. I can't believe that. That's crazy. That's been such a quick year.
12 months.
Yeah, that is. You can still listen to that at thegaffertapes.com. Check that one out.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a bloody good show. Yeah, we should really do another one at the end of the season or something, probably.
Yeah, but we refuse to socialise with each other and all that these days.
That's it, yeah. It's very difficult. Well, we could get an audience in a room and then we could all just Skype in from our different locations.
Can you imagine?
And just have them, We could do that.
They wanted to do the hologram gig for Michael Jackson. People like paying to go see Michael Jackson. It's like, well, it's just a computer game, isn't it? That's rubbish.
I could provide some sort of, hologram of myself, probably, nowadays.
They broadcast any old shit at the cinema these days, don't they?
Yeah, I know, they get away
the
with
ballet's
it.
Ballet's on or whatever.
They get away with it just by rebranding it as it's 25 years since you've seen Back to the Future, so why don't you watch one through a DeLorean? And they just give you some glasses that look like a car or something. You're supposed to think it's brilliant.
Exactly. Stupid, isn't it? Or let's just re-release the last year's Gaffer Tapes Live and just sort of,
Director's commentary.
Like the remastered version.
Remastered version, yeah. Watch it with a cutout of Lee Sharp or something.
Yeah. Or take out all the potentially libelous stuff and get the cut down version.
It's for like 30 seconds.
All that.
Hi, everybody.
Take out the bit where we called that bloke a paedophile.
He walked out, that's on him. The game week was started off with a banger. Chelsea 2, Man U 2. Ash and I talked at length last week about Man U and all their problems and how is it that age-old thing that Ash always reminds us and points out that everyone needs to come crashing back down to earth, that a team aren't terrible, people just get carried away. He said it all last season, he was right. And they very nearly won away at Chelsea, one of the best teams in the league. So it was very close to an excellent result.
Would have been a big upset, actually, the way things are going at the moment, wouldn't it? And obviously, we're going to talk about it from a fantasy football point of view, but it all bloody kicked off, didn't it, old Jose? He was angry. He was furious, wasn't he?
He was right to be angry, in fairness.
I think so, yeah. If someone celebrates in front of your face when they score
when the cleaner runs in front of you and starts giving you shit because...
Exactly. Well, everyone thought it was old Sarri, didn't they? There was a lot of people saying...
They thought it was Sarri,
They thought it was Sarri, that him and Sarri had the bust up.
Yeah, well, the commentators didn't even hang about. They were just they instantly blamed him.
Mm.
And I said it. I messaged you twice. I think I tweeted it. If someone doesn't say sorry, not Sarri, imminently, then this is the biggest wasted opportunity ever.
That was what I was keying you up for. I was like, you know, they said it was Sarri, but it wasn't even him. I wasn't even expecting you to say I did it at the time. I wanted you to pretend you'd made it up right now on the spot.
Oh, no,
because I would have gone, that is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
Next week's Any Other Business would be like, you're actually rehashing that joke and you mentioned it and it only got 11 likes.
Yeah, it must have got more than 11.
Sure. Yeah, probably, mate. Probably. It's a solid 14 of that. But yeah, it was, you couldn't argue against them deserving it, really. And we pointed out their problem last week, and everyone kind of instantly, I don't know if you listened, Tom, but they instantly jump on it. It's like, Lukaku's not done enough, and Alexi's not done anything there, and so-and-so's not done. Pogba doesn't contribute enough. But their goal-scoring record is absolutely fine. It's their defence, which is why, actually, when you think about it, none of us would dream of having a Man United defender in our football.
No, which is the complete opposite of last season, yeah. Mad.
Yeah, basically every season, it's the only thing they've got, isn't it?
Pretty much. Well, especially under Mourinho,
comedy defenders.
Mm.
Yeah, they do have comedy defenders. It's Luke Shaw, Milligan, Cleese, Everett, I think, is the back
four. those
yeah.
four.
Milligan, Cleese, Everett, Lindelof.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Luke Shaw's been done well, but yeah, you wouldn't pick them for clean sheets anymore, would you? And like Antonio Valencia used to be one of my go-to guys. For fantasy football.
Well, last year, bloody Jones come through, didn't he? He was amazing. You had to have Jones for 75% of your season last year. Otherwise, you're right, mug. Yeah.
Well, the stats still is same as of last week. They've scored one less goal than Spurs and Liverpool, but have conceded 13 more goals than Liverpool. So that's where where it's at.
I've just found an amazing stat.
Mm.
Hazard, his form, so I think that's the average score, is it his last five games or last three games on the game?
Mm.
Hazard's is 8.5. So that's what he's averaging.
His form, right, okay.
Mad.
Yeah. What do we think Victor Lindelof's is?
Oh, ridiculous.
It can't be good. Like, it won?
Tom, what's your guess?
Oh, I would have said just under one. Yeah. Oh, sorry, just under two.
It's that'd be one then.
Minus 0.3.
0.3?
Wow. How can you average... It's not even 0.3, minus 0.3.
So he's obviously...
average being the minus.
Conceding goals and picking up bookings.
He got a couple of games ago. He got, conceded two goals. He scored an own goal, didn't he? Yeah.
Right.
That is mental.
It's not great, is it?
That can't happen very often, can it?
No.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
But a United player that is getting the points in is old Martial.
He's an excellent player. I think we spoke about that briefly. So he started tonight in the Champions League as we record this, which I believe they're losing 1-0. But he's such a good player. It's just so they've got a lot of good players that don't seem to do much. But he has, you're right. It's I think you wrote it. Yeah, three goals.
Three goals and an assist in his last three. And at 7.2 mil, 1.7% picked. I'm sure that's probably gone up by the time that this goes out. But even so, if he goes up to 7.3 mil, that's not bad for that kind of return.
No, not at all.
It's the same as he's got a similar thing to City. It's like, is he going to play?
Is he going to play?
Hardly played all season.
But then if they are struggling a bit, which United are really, then, you know, and he's hit a bit of form, you know, is he going to get picked? Is he going to be the man that can sort of help him out at the moment, you know?
That genuinely sounds like so many football podcasts. But or every commute on the train, I hear people talk about football. But you say they're doing badly, but obviously the Newcastle result was very close to being a disaster, but they won it. They probably deserve. You wouldn't have argued against them deserving that win against Chelsea.
No, of course not.
And so, you know, and Martial started games, so he's not a terrible shout. They're at home to Everton, which obviously isn't an easy game. Then they're away at Bournemouth, so he's not a bad shout. And on the other side of Chelsea, Ash and I spoke last week about Ross Barkley, who seems to have found a position that... Yeah. He likes. I took the risk of getting him in only because that fifth midfielder slot Ash suggested, 5.6 million or whatever. I had Milner, for instance, who was injured. So I thought, well, I'll bring Barkley in just to sit on the bench. And as it happened through my other players, I thought, oh shit, I'm going to have to play him here. And he didn't start, but he came on, he got the goal. And he's definitely going to be in Sarri's thoughts because he's playing in an advanced role now and he's performing.
Yeah, so it's exactly the same as last week. He's so cheap, you can put him in that fifth role. If I had done the same, he would have done all right for me as well.
And it's that thing, isn't it? You might as well. You're obviously not going to drop a big player to accommodate Hazard. To accommodate Barkley because he's still very cheap. So if it's going to sit on your bench as your fifth choice, then it's no harm, is there? And his price is only going to go up if he happens to starting for Chelsea. So if you did pick him, then you did quite well. I did it and then said, oh, I got lucky on Twitter. So I said, I followed my own advice for once. And someone called me out that it was still a bad choice. And I was like, well, I'm sitting here with the 6 points.
How much is Barkley at the moment?
5.6, he was.
Yeah, 5.7. It's bad if he's like your... If you think he's the cornerstone of your midfield.
Of course.
But if you've got the money for a fifth midfielder, like you could have easily earned 0.7 million by now. Like, why not invest it in someone like that?
Yeah. There's probably
other good options, but it doesn't mean he's the worst, does it?
Well, I've had Jorginho at Chelsea in my team since literally game week one. And he's just had, other than the first week, I think I brought him in after the first week because he scored a penalty. But since then, he's had 2 points or 3 points every single game week. So yeah, if you're willing to pay an extra 0.5 mil for Barkley on, you know, the off chance that he does score, and if he is playing, he probably will score, you know, a few goals between now and the end of the season. You know, it's definitely worth it.
Well, he didn't cost me a penny. It was a straight swap for Milner, and it just so happened that I still got to accommodate having Kane and Aguero, which we'll talk about, which maybe isn't worth doing anymore. I've got Danny Ings, who hasn't scored in four games. They're away to Bournemouth, who were the form team in the league. So I was like, well, do you know what? I'll play Barkley and hopefully he plays enough to get an assist or a goal, and it worked. But apparently you get points, it's still a bad choice, but that's welcome to Twitter. But that's enough about Chelsea United. That Bournemouth Saints game, a bit of a surprise because it finishes a stalemate 0-0, so clean sheets all round. A lot of people looking at Wilson, Fraser, King, none of them getting points. Although, Ash, you got cooked. Did you play him this week, surely?
I actually benched Alonso and played Steve Cook instead.
Right.
Because the last couple of weeks I played Alonso, even though they had a tough fixture. And I was like, no, I'm just going to play. He's my fifth person. I'm just going to play him, even if like he's playing instead of someone good who's got a tough fixture. Then Alonso obviously got 1 point and Steve Cook did well.
Ballsy move. Nice.
Right. You crazy bitch. Unbelievable.
But it's the right call. That's the wrong thing to do, though, Ash. That was the wrong call, mate.
Yeah, stupid, mate. You just got lucky, mate. Fraser and Wilson are the second top scoring forward and midfielder in the game, respectively. That's crazy. Still, after 9 game weeks, that's mad.
Yeah, you wouldn't have expected that, would you? And yet, that guy still can't get an England call-up, Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
Makes no sense. It's as if Gareth Southgate isn't looking at the FPL.
Yeah, what totally. Yeah.
Cardiff-Fulham was an absolute blinder of a game. 4-2. We said it kind of... If either of those side wanted, not that the loser is going to get relegated, but if either of them wanted to have a look down the line going, right, we're only going to pick up 6-7 wins this season, if that, this has to be one of them. And Cardiff took the opportunity 4-2. Andre Schürrle's goal was fucking unbelievable.
Amazing. Yeah.
And he was probably on a lot of radars. He was on mine. I think he was in my team at the beginning of the season.
Wasn't he my power bottom pick?
Was he your power bottom pick? Well, we'll have to go to the spreadsheet
for
part three.
Check the spreadsheet.
Yeah, that will be that will be interesting. But it was a great goal, and it's you sometimes when he scored it, you're like, yeah, Andre Schürrle does play for Fulham. That's weird, isn't it? As he does it, you kind of remember.
He's got 2-2, that lad.
Yeah, and it's also there's so many poor teams in terms of poor form down there that now it's completely switched. Cardiff are out of the relegation zone, where people were being told that they were definitely relegated, and Warnock was about to manage the worst Premier League side in history. That's a genuine quote. And now Newcastle, Huddersfield and Fulham are in the bottom three. And so there's 8 teams, I think, on under 10 points. So there's no way near over. And Josh Murphy gets a goal.
Josh Murphy gets his second goal in 3 games. We got a tweet from JFP, Jonathan Flay-Petty. He was the guy, remember I said quite cryptically a few weeks ago that we got an email from someone just before the season, and he went, little tip, Josh Murphy. Because he was a Cardiff supporter. I didn't actually say who it was, and then Jonathan Flay-Petty, the guy who is either posh or his parents weren't married, he tweeted us, and he's outed himself as he was the guy who gave us the top tip. It wasn't a great tip because he has only got points in his last 3 games, and I had him for the first 3 game weeks. But yeah, he said, hey, the gaff tapes, Josh Murphy scores again, #top tip, #bluebirds, #FBL.
He's only really played the last 3 games, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, my pre-season tip, rather biasedly because of the Hearts connection, was Callum Patterson.
That's right, yeah.
But it was very much dependent. I was waiting to see if he was going to be classified as a defender or a midfielder. but he's been classified as a midfielder. But Patterson was a right back for Hearts, got sold to Cardiff after doing his cruciate ligaments. They turned him into a bit of an attacking midfielder. And because Cardiff are obviously struggling in the Premier League because the opposition's much better, they haven't got the money, they're playing him as a number nine. So he's playing, he's just an out-and-out... He doesn't lose headers. I think 2 weeks ago, he won 28 aerial battles, which is the most in a game since 1994 or something. So he just wins headers.
Shit.
So they just throw him in game and he plays up top. Time will tell how he does, but he got his first goal since being converted into a striker. He's classified as a midfielder, but he's playing as a lone striker. Normally, that's your fantasy football gold dust, but it's Cardiff. So we'll see. But it's definitely one to watch. If he can get two goals in the next 3-4 weeks and make himself a striker, then all of a sudden we've got a striking midfielder on our hands. So it's worth having a look at.
That's interesting. Yeah, and obviously Cardiff get their first win, so you'd never know. The floodgates might open a little bit of morale for the lads. They might start turning it on.
It's difficult because the bottom few teams, you could see any of them suddenly putting on a good run.
Yeah.
None of them look that awful, do they? They're not like brilliant, but... they're all sort of roughly similar. You can imagine that Newcastle will turn it around at some point.
Yeah, well, yeah, you keep... obviously, next week, Cardiff have got Liverpool, so you don't expect anything to change. But then after that, it's a little run of, you know, Leicester at home. They've got Brighton at home at some point. They've got... or is it away? Sorry, they've got Wolves. So there's teams where they're not as good as them on paper, but there's teams where if they want to stay up, they're going to have to get points from these games. So, yeah, you're right. Any one of them could end up... one of those teams in the bottom five will end up in the top 10 at the end of this season. Like, so you don't know, do you? Can't write me right. People writing off teams, it's madness. One team who definitely won't end up in the bottom five and definitely the top 10 is Man City. Obviously, they beat Burnley 5-0. And you felt a big... I can't remember who it was, it me or Ash or something. Well, you guys might have said this season feels a bit like, for the first time, like La Liga, where the top teams might just batter... those bottom teams. You don't really get that in the Premier League very often, but it's looking...
Probably me that made the La Liga reference, wasn't it?
You're always on about La Liga and red wine.
Can't stop about La Liga and red wine. God.
Yeah. I want to say it, just off air, we were talking about red wine and Tom says, oh, I absolutely love red wine. And I said, oh, it's weird. I'm 34, nearly 35, and I've just never grown into enjoying it. I don't like red wine. And Tom goes, oh, mate, if you want to enjoy a proper glass of red wine, you should come to me. Make sure it's warm. That was it.
Warm.
As if he was going to tell me what vineyard, what's the perfect vineyard? What do you like to eat? He was going to start pairing with me. Just went, make sure it's warm, not in the fridge. Cheers, mate.
Yeah. Don't pop it in the fridge. And yeah, just make sure it's just a nice room temperature and just let it breathe. Just pop it in. I have one of them. Is it a carafe? Isn't it? Maybe it's not carafe.
It is a carafe. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Have you got a decanter?
Decanter, that's the one, sorry, yeah. What's a carafe?
You haven't got a decanter.
I have. I've got a little thing where you pour it in first. Yeah, it's engraved. My missus got it for me for one of our wedding anniversaries. So,
That's the kind of guy that you're dealing with.
Because it aerates. Aerates? That's not right. I like incredibly aerial wine.
Blonde-haired, blue-eyed wine.
Yeah. No, air, whatever it is, yeah. Oxygenate.
Why would you need that? You've just admitted that you said a 2-3 pound bottle of wine's fine for you.
Yeah, as long as it's the right temperature and it's had time to breathe.
So why the fuck would you need
it? Also called it Aryan. So
yeah, you did.
A decanter. That's the decanter. Am I thinking of the right thing? It's the thing you pour it in and it fucking Aryanate, whatever it is, oxygenates it. I'll take a photo of it. And I'll tweet it from the gaffer tapes.
Alienates the listeners, possibly.
Alienates the ones that don't drink £2 bottles of red wine from Tesco.
Yeah, I'm sure one of our listeners is the sommelier at Hawksmoor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, the wine guy. Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God.
He's going to be like, he better watch out for his job.
Well,
mate.
This is his opportunity to send us some lovely red wine. Maybe we could do a live red wine taste test.
I'd love his advice. As a guy who has only started liking coffee and olives in my 30s, what tips could he give me to enjoy a bit of wine? Because I don't like it, red wine. I've never liked it. So, you know, I'd like to know the wine guy.
Oh, Craig, you're an absolute philistine. Red wine is to die for. If you get the right red wine, you know, it really is. It's life-changing.
If you don't tweet back, I'm just going to pop round to Tom and he'll get one out of the oven.
Yeah, get one out of the oven and we'll pop it in, sit outside in the garden and have a nice hot glass of wine.
I think that's covered the Man City game.
That's pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. That's covered the Man City game. But no, it was
a vintage performance.
Oh, there you go.
Lovely.
That is lovely. Lovely drop of ale. It's
it wasn't. It was much like Tom's wine knowledge. It was a fucking disgrace. They didn't play. I took a risk and captained
Sterling.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Then didn't play at all.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pep.
Cheers. I know we did see Mr. De Bruyne.
KDB's back, little Tintin, back in the game.
We saw De Bruyne. We saw 5 different goal scorers.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw. Did you see the second controversial goal where they all stopped,
went off
playing.
And then came back on again?
Oh yeah, yeah, but yeah, well, they all stopped and then the ball definitely went behind the line. Yeah,
yeah, because I think they thought the ref was going to give a foul. He nearly did give a foul, but didn't. And then. It was all a bit of a... But it's the old play to the whistle, isn't it? Timmy Tinker would play to the whistle. That's what he gets taught.
That is what you learn at the age of 9. Play to the whistle, boys. Play to the whistle. But it's not fair. Play to the whistle. Come on. Keep
going. It is true. You do get taught that. And Sean Dyche is... The novelty's worn off for me for Sean Dyche. He kind of annoys me now in his press conferences. He manages to bring up diving in every one, where he's like,
you
don't get put for diving now, but you do. It's like, all right, we're not talking about diving. You're obsessed, man.
I saw him do that that thing. The old BBC reporter was like, so how do you feel it went, blah, blah, blah. And he went, well, let me just ask you this. And he touched him and went, are you all right? Did you fall over? No, he shouldn't have fell over. Like that.
Yeah.
I
find it a bit cringy, if I'm honest.
It's a little bit, yeah, a bit weird. What are you talking about? My impression of Sean Dyche, or...
Yeah, but it was bad. I think he's more gravelly than that. He's more like,
hey, touch me coat.
Well, that sounded a bit noncy.
touch me coat. touch me coat.
Touch inside my coat. Stick it up Phil my coat, you little bastard. Go on, stick it up my fucking coat.
Oh, that was. That sounded like that sounded like Jack Charlton a bit. Not that I'm suggesting. Anyway, David Silva were too. 2 assists. You wouldn't have thought of losing 5-0, but a man who probably deserved bonus points was Joe Hart. He was very, very good.
Bless him. Yeah, he was fucking. Yeah, he was all over the shop, wasn't he? Non stop.
Yeah.
Decent effort, I'm going to say to him. A for effort.
He's had a good season, to be fair. He's played very well. But unexpectedly, but maybe people didn't quite get the points they wanted. A lot of people, obviously, captained Aguero, me included. It's hard not to, wasn't it, to be honest with you? Getting you 12 points as captain isn't too bad. But they've got Spurs next week, so people are going to probably want to change their captain because they've got Spurs away. So,
And likewise, if I don't have it on Aguero, I have it on Kane. So I'm absolutely in shit creek. I really am.
Well, this is where I've got the triumvirate, so I'll just put it on to Hazard.
Yeah, to be fair, I've got to Burnley. Well, so I might do that. Yeah.
Is that standard, Ash? Are you going to be captain Hazard? Have you got him?
Yeah, I have. I. Don't know.
He's away from home. Season. That's not one of your rules, is it?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know who yet. I haven't really looked at it.
No. Luckily, we're not recording.
Yeah, good job. Good job.
Elsewhere, we had a couple of drab games, really. Newcastle, talking of drab, lost to Brighton 1-0, goal for Kyle. Mike Ashley had the audacity to stay for the whole game. The fans didn't. Pretty poor, really. We got asked last week, Tom... if you had to have a Newcastle player in your team, who would you bring in? Because I like their run. And we were just like, we went through the options, but we kind of ended it with just please don't. Like, don't put one in like your side. Why would you do that to yourself?
We thought there'd be somebody, didn't we? Just like a little cheeky, like Atsu or someone. Just like, oh yeah, they're like super cheeky. Oh no, just they're all shit.
Yeah.
Atsu. Do you know what? We haven't talked about Atsu because every time we mentioned him last season, I went, chicken Atsu curry? And I haven't done that once.
Yeah,
which is a shame.
Well, he hasn't played. We thought he'd be a big player for them, and Kennedy just—I don't know. We went through it, and we really tried to be analytical, and we just ended up thinking, just don't get them. But theme of the week was a lot of clean sheets. So Brighton clean sheets. Shane Duffy scored a lot of points for people. Clean sheets. Spurs West Ham obviously clean sheet for all the Spurs players. Kane did nothing.
That's the most talked about. I think him and Salah blank, that's the most talked about thing, sort of fantasy football-wise on Twitter. It's just all it's about Kane. He just wasn't there. He wasn't in the game. He blanks again. Fucking hell.
Are you fed up with him now?
I'm getting fed up with him, but I've taken him out before. I had him for a bit, took him out for, what's his tits, Lukaku, and then obviously that went dog shit. Now I've brought Kane back, and every time I bring him back he stops scoring, so I'm just going to have to keep him, otherwise I'll kill myself or something.
That I think the big news from this one is, did you see Yarmolenko?
No. What about Yarmolenko?
What did he do?
You see, he got injured. He ruptured his tendon or
something. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's out for 6 months.
That's right. Yeah, I did see that on Twitter the next day.
That's a big blow for us. Yeah.
I think a lot of chatter on Twitter was, I've had enough of Kane, I want to get rid of him. But it's worth noting, isn't it, that the thing is with Kane this year is his points have come sporadically. So he scored 2, then 2, then 13, and then 2, then 10. But if at the end of the season, you look at the strikers who have got the most points for the whole season, if Kane's in the top 3, which I think he still will be, no matter what happens, then isn't it worth just keeping him? Because it doesn't matter if you're going to keep him for the whole season anyway, it doesn't matter if he scores 2 now and 15 next week.
But then does it not matter if you look at who you had? Oh, well, because I had Kane, I had to have Danny Ings. And if you had both his and Ings score up, or if then you put, you know, I don't know, Aubameyang and Wilson, who you could have had instead. Do you know what I mean?
Sure, I get you. But then if he finishes the third top scorer, then the likelihood is that combo would have had to have been with one of the other three anyway.
Maybe
other two or three around him, but I don't know. It's tough because obviously there's always going to be a better. You could have had these two this week, these two that week, but you know, if it's Aubameyang and Wilson, fair enough, because that's a realistic resolution to that.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've got Aguero and Kane, and I'm not short of a few quid, mate. Do you know what I mean? I'm doing all right for myself. So
well, I've got Aguero and Kane, and I'm thinking, but I'm still doing badly. So what do I do here?
I don't know, mate. You want to ask the Fantasy Football Scout? They know about that. send them an email.
It's so true. I think a lot of people expected Wolves to do better. They lost 2-0 to Watford. They went down very quickly. Of last season, he's so 2017-18. Kapu scores. And Pereira, who's had a great season this season. Although he's had a bad run.
A few times, haven't we?
Yeah, he hasn't done that well, so he's still massively picked, and I think that's from his first couple of game weeks, because he's had 5 2-point game weeks in a row, I noticed.
Right.
So I think he only scored big first couple of game weeks. Everyone brought him in, and he's done fuck all since, but he's one of them that he's not overly expensive, so he's just stayed in teams. But he's like 14% picked.
Interesting.
Whereas Kapua is 0.8.
Yeah.
Who is, sorry?
Low, considering he's got 32 Kapua. Points so far.
Yes.
Kapua, okay, so what's the points difference between them, total? I'll put you on the spot.
Anyway,
that put hairs on your chest.
Oh yeah, but Pereira does have 12 more points.
That's not lots, though, is it?
No.
I suppose at this stage in the season, it's not bad. But yeah, I think people expected Wolves to have a better fight. So as a fifth midfielder, I think Ruben Neves has probably thrown into a few lineups and didn't really deliver. Liverpool beat Huddersfield 1-0 away from home in the kind of game that old Liverpool would definitely have dropped points in. Mo Salah getting a goal.
Salah goal. And there was a few people going, yeah, see, I told you keep Salah. Well, I mean, I got rid of him 3 weeks ago and that's the first time he's done anything. So I'm still happy. I've had Hazard, mate. Do you know what I mean? I don't think one goal is going to, you know, get him off the hook. Do you know what I mean?
You're very confrontational after a warm red wine.
I think it's probably too warm. It's burnt the roof of my mouth.
That's it.
But I just think that. You just see that a lot going, yeah, see, I told you he'd come good. He scored one goal. He hasn't, right, this is a little fact, told me the stat today. He hasn't had a double-figure game week yet, Mo Salah.
Has he not?
Let that sink into your tits, please. Yeah, he hasn't.
That is big.
That is massive.
He's doing all right, but when you consider that...
that wasn't the point I was making.
He has 75 points, and he's on 50, but is 1.5 million more. I mean, it's a lot of money, isn't it?
That is.
But, you know, it is that thing of he scores a goal and all of a sudden you're wrong. Like Twitter is, and FPL in general, is 8% people actually giving their advice before kickoff, 92% I told you so,
yeah,
and 4% bad maths.
He's still not, like, a bad thing. Like, if you've got Salah, he's still not a bad pick.
No, but
he's just like, he is expensive. He has to do well for that
price.
It's
just the, exactly. It's
That's
just,
it.
It's just the price. He has to do better than he's doing.
Yeah.
And so I'll
tell
him
say
that.
Like, I told you he'd score. It's like, no one's saying he's not going to. Mm. But I mean, he has to score fucking a shitload, doesn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly, yeah. People get rid of him. Yeah. He scores one goal and they're going, oh, I bet you're gutted. Well, no, because I'm rolling around in a big room full of the money that I've saved because I don't have him.
And you can only give I told you so's at the end of season. That's it. Like those decisions, you'll only find out if your decisions are justified at the end of a season where you are in the league.
Exactly. Absolutely. Very good point.
Thanks, mate. No worries. Everton. Sorry, mate, go on.
Sorry, I tell you what I've noticed. He's on the exact same amount of points as Doherty. Both on 50 points. How mental is that?
There you go.
Wow.
A £4.8 million defender.
He was nominated
for Player of the Month.
Yeah, I was going to say, he won it. He won the PFA Player of the Month.
Bloody good month.
My nomination.
Your nomination. Which, okay, did we... I did listen to you boys when you did the podcast when I was off. I actually listened whilst drinking beer and packing my suitcase. Or rather, watching my wife pack the suitcase. That video is ridiculous. The video we sent them a video of our picks for the PFA Player of the Month for September, and they just cut out all of my things. And I thought it'd be quite funny if we had like my little boy's teacups there. And after every pick, I was like pretending to drink the tea. But they just cut out everything that I said. We took it in turns to pick, so it's just me just looking like an absolute mental while Ash talks football, just drinking out of this tiny plastic cup, just go like that.
It does go from being like an acerbic, irreverent comedy sketch to being, it looks like weird. Ash is picking his Player of the Month with a guy from the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, and then at the end they just get my last pick, which was Hazard, which is like so obvious. And I say something like, you can't talk about Hazard without talking about football, or something like that. Like,
very good, Tom. Have a drink of tea.
Yeah, well done. Drink your tea, mate. Fucking hell, this guy. Yeah, so that was weird.
I enjoyed it.
It was quite good, yeah, and you can check that out on the Gaffer Tapes YouTube channel.
I did enjoy it. I didn't enjoy 70 minutes at least of Everton versus Palace on a not so super Sunday, but it didn't finish goalless. I tipped it beforehand on Twitter as what I said would be the most boring televised game of the season, which I got a lot of animosity for.
Someone in particular got very aggressive, didn't they?
He did, yeah. They just started threatening.
People, so fucking weird.
People are weird. They got very aggressive. Some people joked and was like, oh, I think we've already had that with Newcastle, because there's a particularly bad game, wasn't there, earlier in the season? Cardiff, maybe? It was dreadful. Yeah. Absolutely dreadful. But some people were like, well, you're boring, mate. So, oh, okay. I don't know what to say to that.
That's so typical of people on Twitter.
But yeah, it was late subs that won it. So it wasn't good for anyone, really. Calvert-Lewin and Tosin getting goals. Tosin was a good pick when he started, but hasn't been. Still second goals of the season, you said. And probably the most picked Richarlison. And a lot of people, I think, took a punt on bringing Gilfie in last week.
Yeah. Nothing happening.
I actually, because Sterling didn't play, it went to my reserve, my vice-captain.
Vice-captain, yeah.
And so it's always Hazard and Aguero. And this week I thought, oh, it'd be a bit different to go Sterling and Richarlison, because they're going to win 8-0 anyway, Man City, aren't they? And then... Classic Richarlison came on and got me a healthy 6 points in total.
Yeah. I did notice that. I looked at your team and I was like, oh, who's he got the vice? Oh, shit, Richarlison.
Fuck. At least it meant that on Sunday there was still some excitement, and then it quickly faded.
The excitement faded when you saw that the Sunday selected game was Everton at home to Palace.
I thought it would have been quite an exciting game. I'm surprised you called it would be dull.
Yeah, maybe I was luck more than judgment, maybe. Or maybe I was just feeling negative and pessimistic, which doesn't sound like me.
Was it just because they're like two shit teams, or was there something about the way they play that you thought?
I don't know.
Uninspiring fixture.
Yeah, I think it was more that I found it uninspiring, and maybe that's unfair because actually you have got players on both teams that run with the ball, that are exciting. So it probably was just I was miserable. Maybe, I don't know, maybe I didn't enjoy church that day. I don't know, something like that. But a game that was a bit more exciting last night, topping off the week, was Arsenal-Leicester. Leicester took the lead with an unlucky Bellerin own goal, if you have Bellerin, because it kind of was an own goal, to be fair. And I think a lot of Arsenal fans probably thought, oh, here we go again. I know this. Playing on a Monday night, a sort of half mid-table to top-table tricky team like Leicester. And I think a lot of Arsenal fans probably thought, this is it. And then they put in what is some of the best I've seen Arsenal play in a long, long time.
Oh, my goodness. The Aubameyang goal, the one that they just played out from the back, and it was just... Oh, it was like the Arsenal of old. Oh, it was fucking beautiful. I was at home masturbating furiously over that. That was beautiful. Two goals
The
for
wife
Aubameyang.
Wasn't still packing the suitcase, was she?
She was still packing the suitcase. It was taking her ages. It was taking her ages. Aubameyang, so that's four goals in two for him. That was beautiful. He's
off the bench.
A bit of a hero, and off the bench as well. Ozil hitting form Oh, yeah. That is Ozil's first assist this season. He got an assist in that game as well as a goal. His first assist this season. I think we mentioned this.
Yeah, we said that a couple weeks ago, didn't we?
It's crazy, absolute assist machine. And
yeah, like three seasons ago, it was that thing of, you know, every kind of joke online was about...
Can I assist you in dressed up as a waiter? Can I assist you?
Yeah, loads something of stuff, because like he was just like unstoppable, yeah.
Yeah.
But one of the best I've ever seen him play.
Mm.
Obviously, I've not seen him outside of Arsenal, but yeah.
They'll still be doing the thing on the match of the day where it's like, Arsenal win 5-0, and they'll be like, oh, but Ozil wasn't tracking back. But you know he's not going to, so why go on about it?
Well, they have their players like that. It's the same with Pogba. If you're to believe British pundits, Pogba has always had the worst game of his career. He's always done something to disgrace football in every game he's ever played in. So he's a World Cup winner.
That's just Graham Souness saying that.
Yeah, exactly. But it's true, though.
They always do the classic thing with Messi, where he's always not done anything. They build him up before a game. Every Champions League game, they do build him up. Then he doesn't score in the first half and doesn't do really anything exciting. And they say, oh, he's had a really quiet game. He's really off score. And then, like, 54th minute, he scores a hat trick. And they're like, I told you he's the best thing that's ever happened. That happens every game.
But you'll never get, you won't get, there's certain players that escape that kind of, if Aguero has an off game, you won't hear about his lack of help to the midfield or his lack of closing down or his lack of whatever. Now, actually, he's very industrious, but do you know what I mean? Whereas Pogba, now granted, it was his mistake, the goal, but with Pogba, you know, if he misplaces a pass or if he doesn't track a run properly, you better believe it's going to be highlighted. Like, you know about it. And it's like the criticism from some people is fine, but there must be a part of him that just thinks, I just won the World Cup. Fuck off, mate. I don't care what you think, Kevin Kilbane. Like, to be honest, like, who are you?
So, the thing is, it's like, surely if you buy Ozil, right, and you spend however many million on him, and then you have him for, especially when they had Wenger, you have him for like 5 years, and then you don't buy somebody to cover for the hole he's got.
Yeah.
It's mental, isn't it? It's like,
yeah, well, there's no when years ago, and to bring it back to a Hearts reference, when Sunderland spent 9 million on Craig Gordon in goal, and he let in like 7 goals to Everton, and Roy Keane, I think, quite publicly said, "There's no point having a 9 million goalkeeper if you've got a £2 million defence." And like, there's loads of things like that, and you're like, you've got Mesut Ozil, who's great, but if Arsenal still insist on playing Granit Xhaka, who is not good enough to play for Arsenal, like, he got conned into James Maddison is a good player, but he's a 21-year-old who's never played in the Premier League until this season, who is like, still should be learning. He should be getting bullied by some older players. He conned Xhaka into a booking so easily. Like, it was so funny. And so if he's getting done by him, how on earth is he meant to deal with David Silva and Kevin De Bruyne and Paul Pogba and Mo Salah? He's not good enough. Like, he shouldn't be there. But anyway, That's what I think about Granit Xhaka.
Yeah, some might say that he's a bit poo. Talking of poo, Jamie Vardy left the pitch to have a poo. So, been waiting for that. Yeah, apparently, is that true? Do we know how true that is?
That he left the pitch to defecate?
Yeah, you haven't seen that all over social media today?
No, I haven't really been on social media much
Vardy
today.
Vardy walked off the pitch at about 85 minutes, and apparently it was to have a quick poo.
A lot of players just wee during the game, don't they? Like, at corners and stuff.
Yeah. Well, apparently it was a poo. Everyone's saying it was a poo because he's kind of waddled off or something. But
you could wait the 5 minutes, couldn't you?
Would have been funnier if you'd have heard it and laughed instantly when I mentioned it. Because otherwise you're just thinking, that's weird. Why is he talking about that? Yeah, no, like, apparently he did a poo.
Why is the bloke with the kids' tea set talking about poo?
I was trying to think of a little joke today to put on social media, but I couldn't.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Yeah. Oh, it was it was a real thing. He walked off to do a little poo. Look it up.
Okay, I will do, mate.
Look it up.
Also, talking of poo, let's go on to the league positions and my league position. We'll do the top 10 first before we talk about where we are in the league, which obviously you're all interested in. I've just been slagging him off, but in 10th place, it's a team named after him. It's Boom Xhakalaka, Dan Ford. In joint 8th, it's Haikouverin Palo, and 8th place also Dream Team, Andrew Robertson. It's a very down-the-line name, that, isn't it? Andrew
very
Robertson, Dream Team. Could it be the Andy
standard
Robertson? Who knows?
We did ponder that before, yeah. He was in the top 10 a few weeks ago.
Well, he's back once again for the Renegade Master. 7th place, Evgeny Ivanov. 6th place, it's...
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute, you didn't read out the name of the last team?
Yeah, Evgeny Ivanov.
Yeah.
What's this team's name?
That's not even letters, that is...
Kappa, it's Russian, I believe. I don't know what that is. In 6th place, the team name is Alamut. And the manager's called Gerben Muradov. In fifth place, James Mackay with K Hills Have Eyes. In fourth place, Maninder Prihar, Catch Me If You, Killian. Third place, the manager's Vadim Shmitov. He's Russian. In second place, it's Shabazz Anwar with Bargain FC. And in first place, top three staying exactly where they are, FC Rocksright 89, either 89 years old or born in 1989, all
I
welcome.
I would love that person to be 89 years old, but I don't think that's going to be the case.
Because that's
and
your
updates,
type.
He gets a new account every year. That'd be such a good idea.
Every year, yeah. 87, 88, I'm 89.
And then just one year he wouldn't have an account and you'd be like, oh.
And you go, oh, what's happened to Rocksright?
Oh, it'd be like, Rocksright 103, and you'd be like checking it. Oh my god, he's only triple captained somebody who's got a hat trick. Fuck.
Stanley Matthews.
Yeah. Get the paramedics on standby when he sees this.
Yes, that was the top 10. Obviously, you can still join the league, brought to you by monster-shop.co.uk with prizes, PS4 bundle for the overall winner, monthly manager of the month prizes. You can join
which we're very close to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Blimey, that's come around quick again, isn't it?
We're very next week, we'll be giving away a manager of the month prize.
Probably.
So I tell you, who is the current leader of the
month? Oh, yeah,
of the
please
month?
Do, yeah. They can
it's
win some vouchers.
Randall P. McMurphy.
I think you've done an excellent job on that.
Randall P. McMurphy. You can join as Randall P. McMurphy did with the pin 4817-1594 or go to thegaffertapes.com/join. There's a lot of Russians in the top 10. Do you remember when we were just overtaken by Scandinavians? Our top 10 was just full of the handy Scandies, as we called them. It looks like the Russians are coming over.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that one there. Ash.
There's three managers who have joined the league. One of them is Alexander Turan, and his team name is USSR.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Alexander from the USSR.
God.
It's very
imagine the type of, you know, nationalities we're going to get once everyone hears us talking about Tom's Aryan preferences. It's going to be a nightmare.
Exactly. Oh, man. Ash, 2,682nd in the Gaffer Tapes League. Not bad. You went down a little bit. Me, 3,744th. Craig, 5,184th. We've got sort of nicely spread out, 2, 3, and 5 thousands. 104 click wanker, Craig.
Why do you only mention mine?
Just because I can't be bothered to work out mine and Ash's, and saying yours, because you're at the bottom, usually, is sort of a bit more impact, isn't it?
You're at the bottom usually, Craig.
Yeah, not always. Not always. We had this conversation today. No, don't. Craig tried it on the Gaffer group chat. He started going, Tom, I think you've broken away from me. I think you're going to beat me this. Oh, already? I was like, fucking hell, mate, don't. I was beating you up until game week 37 last year, and then you fucking trounced me.
Wasn't that around game week 37 last year that you started calling yourself the fantasy football expert?
Yeah, it might have been that.
I forgot about that.
I think it was probably actually the season before where I beat you both. Go back and listen to the podcast.
He started calling himself the excellence of execution.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then doing better than all of us is our mate Dommy Mons, Mr. Dominic Monaghan, 1,035th. That is pretty good for the Gaffer Tapes League, 1,035th.
Yeah, it isn't bad.
It's good.
Good going,
for an unemployed actor.
unemployed?
Yeah, he's got loads of time.
Unemployed? Blimey.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, working at TGI Fridays till the gig comes in.
He's going to be in the biggest film of, like, ever, isn't he?
Yeah, something like that, mate. Something like that. They'll see his position drop then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can't be in Star Wars and sort out your FPL team, mate. Choose. Hopefully he chooses FPL.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, George. It's not his anymore. Doesn't matter. Right, so that is the end of the longest part one in history. But we've all got together again for the first time, so it's been fun. So it's fine. Hopefully it's been fun for you too. Otherwise, this is just a self-serving podcast like many others. In part two, we're going to go through all your questions on Twitter, Facebook and the like. In part three, we're going to get a pretty famous diary extract. Not Anne Frank, despite what Tom's been talking about for his purposes. and also a little quiz, hopefully, is back. Finally, all that's coming up in part two and part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Tom, Ash and Craig. We covered extensively the game week 9, really extensively. We talked football and red wine at great length. And we promised not to combine those worlds for quite some time. But now it's time for you to do your talking and then us to do more talking, granted, as you ask us all your questions. And we'll start, as we always do, with some questions that you sent us from Facebook.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook/TheGaffertapes.
Hit us, Tom. Hit us with some Facebook questions.
Let's
hit us with
it.
Some FB knowledge.
A little bit from Ed Donahue.
Ed.
Donahue. If you still have your wild card, but don't really need to use it, when to pull the trigger? Sounded like a philosophical thing. If a tree falls in the woods...
Was it a haiku?
It seemed that way, didn't it? Yeah.
If a wild card doesn't get used in September, where does it land?
Does it even exist?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, surely it's after... If you can get all the worth just before the next one comes out, right, Ash? No?
Even if you don't need
basically.
It? But what if you don't need it?
Depends if you need it.
Maybe he doesn't need it.
I'm just checking to see they've changed the rules for it a couple of times, haven't they?
Have they?
I wonder...
Sneaky weasels.
If you don't need to, it does feel like a waste if you just haven't used your wildcard. Unless you use that as like real bragging rights over people and like put it in your Twitter bio and stuff.
You can't wear it around your neck like ears.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? Because the the first one is it finishes before the January transfer window.
Yeah.
And then the second one, so it's a bit annoying because no one really uses the second one in the January transfer window.
No.
They save it till the end of the season. Maybe they need to just change the rules to move it, give you an extra month.
Yeah, guys, change the bloody rules.
We need a winter break for the chip. Like, see, if you haven't used it now, basically the only point to getting it is using it is if you get an injury or if you want to really shuffle some money around.
Money.
Like if you want to make a triple transfer or something, maybe just do it for that.
A triple transfer.
It just seems like a bit of a waste, doesn't it? I mean, I've used mine, so I, you know.
I used mine in week 2, I think, or 3.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. It's one of those good problems, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't worry about
it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't lose any sleep over
it. Don't overthink it. Yeah.
It's a bit of a hashtag humble brag, to be honest with you.
It is a little bit. I think that's why he's done it, to be fair. And on Facebook as well. So all his friends go, bloody hell, Ed.
Yeah, so basically, Ed. Fuck off, Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, Craig sent me a message earlier saying he had a 230 quid bottle of red wine, but he wasn't even going to drink it.
Yeah, I did do that.
So it seems a bit.
That was a humble brag, wasn't it?
I know what I'm getting for my birthday this year, or Christmas, without a doubt.
A wild card.
Fuck all.
A wild card. Yeah. No, a lovely bottle of red.
I'll give you a bottle of red wine and a toaster.
Yeah?
Yeah, to keep it.
Heat that shit up on.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys promised you wouldn't talk about red wine.
Shit, we didn't. It's the one thing we took. It's like a big button. We can't avoid it. What's next? Let's move on from Ed Donahue and those boastful wild card.
Ash, could you read out this next Facebook question?
Absolutely not.
We got a question from...
I can't believe you're even going to... This is really the line I draw.
Is it? James Edrupt, would you rather fart really loud or poop your pants silently?
How old is he?
I've given this a bit of thought, but I think it depends on...
Whether you're at a disco or not.
Yeah, where disco. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you're doing karaoke. It depends where you are and what you're doing.
Of course it does.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're at work...
If you're with the Queen...
Just shit in your pants.
Exactly.
Shit in your pants. Hope that she's lost a lot of the sense of smell.
The corgis haven't.
Age. No, yeah. No, don't shit yourself near a corgi, for Christ's sake.
I've always said that.
We're overrunning as it is. I'm not going to delve into this too much.
No, we shouldn't.
If you want to know my full thoughts on it, just get me on Twitter or send me an email, tom@thegaffertapes.com. Because I've got a lot of...
It'd be so good if there was a follow-up email.
I was discussing it with a mate at work. I was like, have a look at this question we got sent. And I showed him and we were talking about what would you do if you were making love to a lovely lady. It was it was really good. So yeah, let me know if you want to know a little bit more about that. But yeah, thanks Ed Rupp. I really wanted Ash to read that question.
Yeah, the odds were against it.
It was. We've got a lot of twiddly tweets now. So in a section, obviously, that we like to call Tweets for my Tweet.
Craig's back and so's Tom and Ash.
That was long.
That is elaborate.
That really was long.
Go for it, someone who wants to read that one?
Yeah, sure, I'll read one. FPL Planner said the trio are reunited. That's very true. He's called Guy. We should call him by his name, Guy. Looking forward to the next instalment of Timmy Tinker. Any chance you would answer these questions, please, lads? Cheers in advance. We might not do them all, but we'll give it a bloody good go. Quick fire, Ash and Tom, you ready? Is it time to get rid of Trips as well as Kane with their relatively tough fixture run? Trippier and Kane, get rid or no?
Ash.
Yeah.
Yes. He's straight with yes. Mm. And I think he meant it.
I'd probably keep Trippier and get rid of Kane, although I've got Kane. I don't know if I'm going to get rid of him.
But so you're lying.
Maybe for Aubameyang, maybe.
It's an outright lie. I don't know what that's worth, Guy. Has moving Richarlison actually reduced OOP? What does that mean? Out of position. Actually reduces FPL effectiveness. So has playing him in that more advanced role that we thought was exciting actually made him less effective? It's a good. It's a pondering question. A
very good question.
I don't know if it will have.
I think it's too hard to tell just at the minute because I think he's only played two games. Last game didn't do well, but the time before he scored. So I think it's too early to say, but it could potentially have done because it seemed like a brilliant move to start with.
Yeah, well, there you go. Good answer. Good answers, good questions. And last one, it seems a weird one. Keep Milner or upgrade to Salah? Where's he keeping the money?
Holy shit. Yeah. If you've got the difference in the bank, then yeah.
That's some Scrooge McDuck shit right there.
That really is. Where have you got that from?
Or upgrade to Salah.
Yeah, but why not? Do it. We got a question from Mr. Greaves, FPL Fatty.
FPL Fatty, lovely.
They're running out of ones, aren't they?
That's great.
And he just said, fuck a gif. I think it's a typo, you missed the L. He said,
fuck a gif.
This is my wildcard team. Two players who didn't play, two players injured before the half, three yellow cards without returns, one player benched. What the actual fuck? Talk to me about anything but FPL right now. Oh, that's quite funny.
He says, the Any Other Business jingle. Oh, that should have probably gone in Any Other Business. But yeah, he tweeted us that this was on Saturday. Once the bonus points are in, we do hashtag GafferGIF. And a very big one this week as well. And everyone tweets us their GIF of how their weeks went. He just tweeted us that and I thought it was really good. So I included
it's
that.
It's great. That's such a comedy of like things that have gone wrong
it's
in
really
there.
Like, bad
he obviously had Glenn Murray who got fucked. He had Sterling, like captain like you, Ash. He had Knockhart. The only things that Gomez and Robertson got in points are out of it. It was a bit of a disaster.
I wonder if his it cuts off here, but it looks like his second substitute might be Yarmolenko, who's now out.
I think it is Yarmolenko. Yeah.
Fuck.
It's dead. That's bad. At that point, you just got to log in at Saturday at like 3:02, log out, and go down the pub and find a fight. No, don't do that. But like you've got to think, right? I'm done. No more FPL for me this weekend. Just give it up.
Yeah.
For the week. It's done, isn't it? It's done at that point.
Delete the app and just leave it for a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just
cool
wait
off.
Till next year and then create FPL Fatty _48.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. FPL Fatty 89. You'll be fine. It's all right. I think we've got a couple of other quick questions that are football related, though.
We've got one from X EastEnder. King or Wilson? I just can't pick between them. Thanks. I think they're the same money, King and Wilson, at the moment.
I think they're the same person.
Pretty much. Yeah, I've never seen them in the same place at the same time. That's not true. They play
only
the same
every week.
Every single week.
It's every week. I think most people would say Wilson.
Their points are very close, but yeah, maybe Will. I've got Wilson myself. I picked him up this week. Thanks very much.
I feel a weird bit of loyalty to King because I had him for so long. King, and this is such... There's 6 points difference between them. They're the same money. The one thing that he's unlucky for actually as well. King got taken off about 2 minutes before a penalty was awarded a few weeks ago, and Stanislas Baratheon took the the penalty, so they would be even closer in points had he put that away. But I don't know.
I think the advantage is narrow, but the advantage of Wilson is he basically plays every minute.
That's it.
He's always there. The King goes off, like you say, about the 80th minute every game.
Normally, Wilson is a bit injury prone, but he's actually been all right.
Exactly.
Bless him, as long as he stays on his surfboard.
Exactly. They have to keep him on for 90 minutes every game to get the absolute maximum for the 7 games a season he plays.
Exactly.
He's in a horrific snowboarding accident.
Yeah, even his bloody snowboard, that guy.
Oh, Wilson! But yeah, something like that. That's Dennis, wasn't it? Mr. Wilson! And then we've got one more quick football-y one, I think, from Craig Wright, at Stray Goats, which I was like, do you think any players have shot their load early and will start to dwindle over the next few weeks? Are there any limp dicks that might spring into action? Maybe Ericsson and KDB will pop a pre-Christmas Viagra. I love the imagery in that. It's Shakespearean.
It's good, yeah.
Sexy, isn't it? Really sexy. Yeah,
any
I think
dicks, guys?
KDB. KDB's gonna become an incredibly stiff cock or whatever he says.
I think Ericsson is a good example of a limp dick, actually.
Yeah.
Because he's an absolute fantasy football beast, and yet he's the fourth Spurs midfielder right now. He scored less points than Dyer.
It's a fantasy football bitch. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, Dyer, who is notoriously that sort of Kante role of being, decent footballer, but such a shit fantasy footballer.
He's 4.8 million, Dyer, and he's got 4 points more than Ericsson, who's 9.2.
Madness.
So I think the best example is the one he's just said there, to be honest, in terms of... in terms of limp dicks.
Limp dicks.
And I suppose you're saying KDB's got 1 point, so yeah, obviously he's going to be a big one.
I think Dirty probably can't keep up what he's got, done so far. I think he'll still be good. It's probably still good enough returns for a under £5 million player anyway. But I mean, at the minute, it's he's not going to keep tabs with Salah till the end of the season, I wouldn't imagine.
No. One limp dick, LD, that might start to be hard to ignore is it's not too limp, but Riyad Mahrez. He started to play his way into that City side for 90 minutes, and his goal was unbelievable.
Amazing goal.
But he's got two back-to-back 90 minutes.
Missing that penalty, did he? But
I do wonder whether he might, but the problem is KDB's back as well, but I don't know. But you'd have thought Doherty was when to get rid of him at the right time, isn't it? But you'd think Ericsson is going to have a good one. And I hope Siggy's rise of form carries on as well. I like Gylfi Sigurdsson.
Why don't you just go?
Maybe he's underperforming. Fantasy football wise, Bernardo Silva.
Right.
Underperforming.
He's not very expensive. No. Yeah, exactly. He's 7.6 million and he's got 41 points. He's an awesome player, but I don't know if he really gets involved enough in the points to justify it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
What, sure. Compared to the amount of other points being generated by the rest of the team? Well, he did score on Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm.
It's that same, City.
Similar to David Silva, actually, at the minute.
It's the City conundrum, isn't it? But on top of that.
It's the City conundrum.
It is.
Sex and the City.
Mm. There's still a chance. There's still a somewhat slim chance that Lukaku could turn good before the end of the season.
Do you reckon? I don't know.
Or him and Pogba always have that little... There's always a chance.
Maybe.
But again, they're not doing that badly. It's just they're not as good as for the money, isn't it? That's the problem.
Yeah.
We talked about him earlier, but Martial is another one, isn't he? If he carries on to playing 90 minutes. He's only on 32 points, but they've pretty much exclusively come in the last few games.
I think the thing is, players like Martial is never going to play 90 minutes every game.
He's not, but he doesn't necessarily need to if he starts them. Like 2 weeks ago, Anthony Martial had 4 points. He's now got 32. Yeah.
But what I mean is, he could be, he could definitely be good. And if you got him in, it's not a bad decision necessarily. But Pogba is going to play every game.
Yeah,
probably
he is.
Every minute of every game. So over the course of a season, he could have a mega run. It's not just like a temporary thing of form, isn't it? And Lukaku, they're the players that the teams are really reliant on.
Yeah, I mean, it's what constitutes a limp dick. And I think that's what we're all wondering.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We haven't had any. The limp fans
I've had a
been
few.
Slacking
I've had a few.
Oh,
sorry.
I was going to say, I've got one right now, boy.
Well, we haven't had any, what are they called, where you take a selfie of your dick.
Oh, no, we did. It was on the rundown for the other week. You know, we haven't had a dick pic, no. But
dick pic, that's it.
No, you know when I do that on a Friday, tweet us your balls. Someone tweeted us a picture of their balls. And I was like, that's the first time that has happened in 5 years. Someone tweeted us an actual picture of their balls. I'll dig it out. Well, we retweeted at the time.
It was bound to happen eventually, wasn't it?
It was bound to happen. And then I was like, fuck me, that's the first time that's happened. And then whoever it was went, that can't be the first time someone sent you a picture of their balls. And it really was. He had his trackies on. He just pulled them down, so they just poked out. Just classic old school ball picture. Love that. Yeah, it was great.
Classic gym teacher maneuver.
Yeah, I'll have to find it. That was really good. We had one from King Chip, but maybe we'll do that next week because we are chock a block. And we've obviously got to move on to our favourite section. It is, of course,
any other business. Is that right? Any other business. It's all right. Any other business. Gaffer Tapes.
other business. Working on the pod, come on.
Love that jingle. Love that jingle.
Love that jingle. It's good.
Love that shit. Yeah, let's read some bloody Any Other Business, boys. But this is becoming the most popular, second most popular after Little Timmy Tinker. The second most popular feature on the pod.
In British broadcasting.
In British broadcasting. FPL Jim, he said, I just wanted to throw out the comment that made my day, the Gaffer Tapes podcast on Mourinho. And then it's a quote that Craig said. He said, I mean, his methods are a little different. He spent 18 months calling Luke Shaw a fat bastard in press conferences, and now he's playing well. Fucking brilliant. Well done, lads.
It's true. It's very true.
That is very true. I must admit, that did make me giggle when I listened to that.
Tough love.
But it could have been all the San Miguel I was drinking. And a little sip for San Miguel. Have it really, really hot. Incredibly hot. Almost boiling. when you're on holiday. We had Giorgio Profaris.
That sounds like a spell.
He really does, doesn't it? Giorgio Profaris, and then you turn him into a Greek man. That is the one to turn someone into a Greek man. Yeah.
And you
Giorgio
shrug.
Giorgio Profaris.
When you do it, you just go Giorgio Profaris. I shrugged for anyone listening.
Great to hear Craig's voice again.
Thank you.
I was not happy when there were FIFA 19 journey spoilers mentioned.
Right.
Craig.
Now, we talked about FIFA 19 briefly, but we also openly spoke about the fact that neither of us have it. So any...
Didn't you say you played it around a mate's house or something?
I played a little bit. Well, it was at my house. I wasn't like, could I play with Andy, please? But like we talked about Ash had never played any of the journeys. So I described what the previous journey was like. And I just speculated, I think, about this journey because I've not done it. So my spoilers might be wrong. I don't know. I just said I heard. I think I revealed one thing that maybe I shouldn't have. And I'm sorry, Giorgio Profaris. Please don't turn me into Souvlaki.
Fair enough. Yeah, well, I don't even know what a FIFA 19
journey is. No, of course you don't.
I know you don't.
If it's not ISS Soccer 64, you don't know what it is.
But, you know, good luck to anyone who's going on that journey soon. Send us a postcard. Send us a postcard. We had one from Danny So Sick. That's Danny McGeeken, boys and girls.
Is it?
That's Danny McGeeken. Danny So Sick. Yeah.
Oh.
He's the winner of the inaugural. No, it can't have been the inaugural. Oh, it was.
Yeah, it was.
The inaugural.
He beat
ever,
Brian
the
Coates.
First ever. Yeah, he came in late doors and beat Brian Coates. Danny So Sick. So Danny, he's been a listener for getting on for 5 years.
Time.
Now.
Bare time, bruv.
Bare time, Danny So Sick. He said, the pod has reached new heights in recent weeks. When is the full Timmy Tinker audiobook coming out? Also, the boffin needs to answer more than one question a week. Hashtag FPL. So the FPL boffin, that is my new comedy character, isn't it? So I should probably just do a ask the boffin. And
they
just,
can't,
and just do that.
They can't see you doing air quotes around the word comedy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, he's just my new hilarious character that I'm bringing in. Yeah, we should do Ask the Boffin. That could be a new feature as well. Mentioned on
we if that's probably. The if it's either that or the other one, then yeah, we'll take it.
Oh, can I just say little Timmy Tinker is now mentioned on our Wikipedia page? Just saying. So that's when you know it's big boy shit.
What percentage of the Wikipedia page is dedicated to the Sue Memorial?
Well, yeah, that is. She's got her own Wikipedia page now, Cockaleeky Sue.
Yeah.
And she's got her own version of Wikipedia.
Yeah. And a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, but it's called Bastardpedia, and it's just all about Sue. bless her. And then finally, yeah, Niall W. Prendergast said, good pod this week. The guy standing in for Tom wasn't bad, but spoke about himself a lot. Looking forward to Tom, the host's return. Hashtag Mr. 12%. Which is
that's
nice.
My sperm count.
That.
I don't know how he knows that.
Is that 12%? What, 12% of your sperm is sperm? What's the other 88%?
Hot wine.
The hot wine podcast.
I love the fact you couldn't even do the maths quick.
It took me a while. I went 88. I went 88%.
What was the classic quote from you? Well, if a third of your team outs, the other half, a third.
Yeah. What's your beef? Like anyway, what's your beef, Niall?
Yeah, what's going on, Niall?
Niall W. Bendergast.
Oh, hello. Bit of beef. Bit of hashtag beef going on. Gaffer Tapes. We haven't had a good bit of Gaffer Tapes beef for a while. So
we have. It's always me, though. I just attract a lot of hatred off
Yeah,
people.
I know, but it's not. It's gentle jesting. They feel they can have a laugh with you. With me, they don't because they feel intimidated. So, So thanks very much. Yeah, thanks for getting in touch. We'll read out some of the ones that we didn't get to this week. We'll do that next week, but please get in touch at The Gaffer Tapes on Twitter, facebook.com/TheGafferTapes on Facebook, obviously, and info@thegaffertapes.com on the emails, and get us on bloody Instagram and shit as well.
If you insult someone who's handicapped, does that count as a hate crime?
What have you done?
Is this something to talk about in the break?
No, I just thought maybe that would explain why people felt they couldn't give Tom beef.
I just checked
to see if on Niall W. Prendergast's profile picture he was in a wheelchair, because I was like, is that what he's getting at?
You just called him Bendergast
and he's
got rickets.
And he's got rickets.
That'd be so good.
He's got rickets. He's got a back brace on. Yeah.
He's got rubber legs. He's got rickets. You can't bend his legs. He can't bend his legs. You can't say that.
He's head of the LGBTQ.
Just get yourself out in the sun, Niall. Get some vitamin D, fella. It'll be fine.
Oh, right. Lovely stuff. Lovely.
Coming up in part three, we're going to look ahead to game week 10. We're going to do our Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bottoms picks. We'll tell Tom how he's getting on, so that's not so good. Quick spoiler alert. And obviously, we're going to get the diary extract you've all been waiting for. That's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello and welcome back to part three of this week's Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with me, Craig, comedian Tom Holmes, and fantasy football expert Ash Kernsworth. Gave you the full intro there. Never do that normally. Exciting. It's that kind of week. Thanks, mate. We'll have a quick look. It's game week 10 already. That's over a quarter of the way through the season.
Double figures, which Mo Salah hasn't seen all bloody season, mate.
Burn, Mo. Brighton Wolves will kick off. No early kickoffs on Saturday, worth noting. Later deadline. Deadline Sunday, guys. Just wait till then, honest. Brighton Wolves, 3 o'clock games with Fulham at home to Bournemouth. Liverpool at home to Cardiff. That's one of those ones that could be a rout, so Cardiff will be glad they got that win.
An absolute drumming.
It could be, yeah. They'll be glad they got their win last week.
That's a decent little Andy Robertson captain jobby there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a bad shout.
Do you know what?
It's definitely, if you have stuck with Salah, that is the dream, isn't it?
That's the dream.
If you've got any Liverpool in your front six, then it's worth it.
I really don't anymore.
Me neither. I just look then and I don't. But I've got a transfer, Tom, and I can do with it what I will.
I think I need mine.
Southampton are home to Newcastle, which both teams will be looking. They need to get a win. Really tough one to call who's going to win it. Watford at home to Huddersfield. And the late game is Leicester versus West Ham.
That'd be interesting.
On the big screen. Sunday, three games we've got is Burnley versus Chelsea, Palace versus Arsenal. Only one of those televised, obviously, because it's European clash. And Man U versus Everton. Everton on TV again on a Sunday. And then the big dog Monday night, Spurs versus Man City in London. So that should be a toughie for City, and a lot of people might be scared of captaining Aguero, but what do we say? Big players score points in big games, so maybe just be ballsy and stick to it.
Yeah, I don't know, but like I say, either way, if you're looking at that as a Kane owner or a Aguero owner, I wouldn't fancy either of them there. I might just pull something straight out of my tits. A little Andy Robertson captain looks good for me. I fancy that.
He's going to do it. He says he's going to do it.
It's the biggest mismatch of the week by a mile.
Oh, definitely. It's by a country mile. It's the biggest mismatch.
Yeah, that's what.
It's difficult to know what the other ones are, really, because you would have said Bournemouth away to Fulham in the form they're in, but then Bournemouth came a bit unstuck against Saints last week, and you never know. But I guess that's still one. But
Watford might destroy Huddersfield.
Yeah, but
then again, Huddersfield didn't get hammered this week, did they? So maybe not.
But Watford have looked pretty good,
Huddersfield, I think they've got a pretty bad defensive record. They've conceded 18 goals. It's like the third worst in the league.
I
Watford, they haven't scored that many, but they're like seventh, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'd like to know Aguero's record versus Spurs, because I think, you know, when you get it in your head and you remember, like, I always use Luis Suarez versus Norwich as an example. He had a ridiculous record. I'm sure Aguero's got a shit hot record against Spurs, and I just need to work out how to find that out. But
is that a thing? I'm sure we've had questions about that, like certain players score against certain teams. Is that just like an actual, is that something that you really need to look out for? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, Rooney scores against West Ham, and so did Michael Owen every time.
No, I know there is, but like, is that a science, or is that just luck, or is that just
sometimes it can't be a coincidence when it's these like, things happen.
Yeah, like a lot of things, like where they play and how the other team sets up.
Yeah, if they have the same
change over years,
it could. Yeah, different managers mean different things, but they might. Sometimes it is just psychologically. But if Michael Owen scored a few times against West Ham, then I bet you he got excited playing at Upton Park, and maybe that extra 10% he found it because he liked it there, or maybe the fans got on his back and he enjoyed it. Maybe you had the same centre back for 6 years and he always had the beating of him. So yeah. Sometimes it could just be an individual, but I'm sure there's something. I'm trying to look it up now as we talk. There's all I can see is an article from 2 years ago where he had 9 goals in his 8 games versus Spurs or something. But there's some stats somewhere. I'm sure we'll find it out, and put it on Twitter. But I think I might just is away to Spurs, but I fancy him over Kane in that game at the moment. So there you go.
Yeah,
but when it comes to
City have had 5 clean sheets in a row now. So
they're different. They're on a different level to everyone, I think, at times, including Spurs. Even though Spurs are one of the best teams in there. So
yeah.
But it's a real biggie. There's only 2 points separating them in the league, so it's an important game.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I might continue my run of picking left field captains and doing fuck all with them. Bournemouth at Fulham.
Yeah.
The juicy dangler Wilson. Fulham have conceded a fuck ton of goals. They conceded 25 goals so far. Comparison, Man City and Liverpool both conceded 3.
I know, 3.
Wolves have conceded 8. Palace, who aren't doing well at all, have conceded 11. Newcastle, who are dead bottom of the league, have only conceded 14.
Wow. So Fulham have conceded considerably more goals than any other team in the league.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that's food for thought. In fact, shit me, yeah, they conceded the next is Cardiff on 19.
Yeah, and they, bear in mind, Cardiff have played Man City already, have Fulham? I can't remember.
I don't know. But they've also been written off as the worst team ever, Cardiff, and yet, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, that is interesting. That is an abnormal amount of goals to be conceding. It's 9 games, so it's nearly 3 a game.
Yeah.
Ooh, so little Callum Wilson captain there. I think my captain's armband is currently on Callum Wilson, I think.
Well, there's some good.
I might go rogue and triple captain Callum Wilson.
Oh no, my god! Imagine if you did.
He's a two-wit.
I'm going to captain Steve Kirk.
Do it.
He's a cop. But there's some good knowledge there. Good stats to steer your captaincy. But you'll just stick it on Kane anyway and hope he does well. I know you will. Not you. You the plural. You the public.
I see.
But if you're gonna be looking for clever tips and not just Kane's Agueros of this world, then you want to come to the Gaffer Tapes League of Power Bottoms. We're all here. We went through the scores last week, Tom.
Yeah.
And we revealed how everyone was getting on. For those of you who don't know, we are keeping track to see who is officially the best Gaffer Tipster. We can only pick players from bottom half teams, 11th to 20th. So we're not scared of picking the obvious one because we're just trying to prove that we are the best tips and get the most points. Last week, Ash excellently picked Andre Schürrle, scored 7 points, the blind of a goal. Tom got Theo Walcott, got 3 points, not bad at all. And I went for Anthony Knockhart, who got a big fat zero. I don't think he did. So it stands at the moment. Tom's on 22 points, Ash's on 37 points, I'm on 42 points. But not dreadful, and a lot, not like the normal league. You can make up a lot in one game of, you know, a 12. We've all had players who have got 12 points or more once. So this week, I'll kick it off. I watched the Arsenal-Leicester game, and I now know Jamie Vardy took a shit. Good to know.
Yeah,
there you go. But I was impressed by someone who everyone thought was going to be good, and that's Kelechi Iheanacho. When he signed for Leicester, you thought it'd be great. Alan Smith mentioned in commentary that he played his 4th game in a row starting. It's the first time he's done that. And he was just taking a lot of shots, getting in good positions. Vardy was applauding him a lot because, you know, he was doing a lot of good stuff. And I've gone for Leicester because obviously they just sneak into that bottom half. And they're at home to West Ham. Sorry, Ash. So on the big screen, I'm going for Iheanacho as my power bottom pick this week.
Nice. Good pick. Ash, who are you going for?
I'm going to stick with the same theme. I was going to go... The reason I knew so much about Fulham's form is that I was going to pick against them. But obviously, Bournemouth...
They're playing Bournemouth, yeah.
So don't qualify, yeah. So I'm going to go the same as you, pick the team who are 11th. Because quite a lot of the good teams, bearing in mind Leicester won the league a couple of years ago, occasionally slip down there, don't they? So yeah, I'm going to go for Maddison.
You know, interesting, when Leicester played Arsenal the other night, only two players from their title-winning side were in the lineup.
Crazy.
Schmeichel and Vardy. That was it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Maddison's been great all season, as we talked about. 21 in the England side squad, sorry, now. He's been. I picked him once this season. He's been in my lineup since the beginning. So, good pick. Could catch me this week if Kelechi doesn't work out. I've gone with him over Vardy. Tom, what are you saying?
I'm going with a little bit of a theme that I've been going for is selecting players...
That don't do well.
And I get very minimal points because I'm consistent. Going with players that I've just got rid of in my FPL team. So I've just got rid of Danny Ings for Callum Wilson. So I'm going to choose Ings because they're at home to Newcastle. That's got to look tasty. At home to bottom of the league. Yeah, I fancy Danny Ings to spring into action and annoy me in the FPL game, but appease my power bottom.
Is that what it is? So you're like... is it so like it's a nice bit of a consolation where you're like, God damn it, but at least...
Yeah, soft blow. Like I had a mate who was an Arsenal fan who used to bet against Arsenal. So if we lost, he'd be annoyed, but then go, well, you know, I've got a little bit of money to soften the blow. So
okay, fair
which
enough.
Which is morally quite strange, but you know.
That is a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a bit odd, but yeah. So please appease my power bottom.
He should just spend his time at the casino putting 20 quid on red, 20 quid on black. Hours would pass by.
Exactly.
It'd just be fine constantly. It'd be all right. But yeah, that's good.
We'll
let you know how we get on.
Spreadsheet, mate.
It's written. It's written in the spreadsheet in bold. It's color coordinated. There's points. There's formula.
Beautiful.
It's done.
You're a bloody FPL boffin yourself, aren't you?
Well, you know, maybe I am the FPL boffin.
Maybe.
I'm not.
Should we quiz, boys?
I mean, I'm scared, but yeah, it's game week 10 and it's only 2-0 to me. But I think it's built the excitement and the tension. It's good. And it's given Ash, just think about this, Tom, it's given Ash like 5 or 6 weeks to come up with a mind-blowingly good quiz.
I think he's been working on it every week since then, I would assume, and didn't just cobble it all together in the last hour.
I've been told that the people at Warwick Davis's Tenable are shaking in their boots.
Yeah, so I haven't seen Warwick Davis's Tenable, but you know
it's an excellent daytime quiz.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's very good.
Excellent.
So I wrote two quizzes that were outrageously good.
But your dog ate them.
Well thought through, really good. When I was commuting on the train to work about 8 weeks ago, and then since you've gone, I forgot all about it. In fact, this morning when you sent around the thing, I forgot we did a quiz.
Yeah.
But
one bloke
just
on Twitter,
for you guys. I've written a special quiz as we've been doing this round, so it's going to be awesome.
Okay, right. Well, I'm excited.
Yeah.
A little quiz I like to call Something Clever.
Okay.
Is the theme tune. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something clever like it's quiz time.
Brilliant.
Exactly, that is it as well.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So, have you both got phones handy?
Yes.
Sure. Tom's got his Nokia 3310.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it hasn't got an aerial, and you can use Snake 2 and go through the walls. So, joke's on you.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's easy. I'll give you two names. You just got to tell me who's got higher or lower in this category.
Okay.
Doesn't feel like it's got something clever. That's fine. It's your quiz. It's your quiz.
Okay. Who's got more clean sheets, Kepa or Edison?
Okay, and you were going to write it down. You're going to come to us one at a time, are you?
You got it.
Okay. And do we have to say something clever when we know? I'm trying to work out where it comes in.
What the title?
Yeah.
The title was Something Clever, literally.
I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Tom, what you got?
Kepa.
Ooh. Okay, dog. I went with Edison.
It's 1-0 to Craig.
Yeah. Only 3 goals, isn't it? You just mentioned it.
Yeah, that was the problem. I just realised is that I've given most of the answers away in the last couple of
minutes.
Well,
that's all right. You're dropping threads.
You know where I went wrong? It's because you said Edison, and in my head I'm thinking Etheridge.
Thomas Edison.
No, I'm thinking a Cardiff keeper.
Etheridge.
Etheridge.
Oh, Etheridge.
So I just called him Etherington, And that's who I thought we were talking about.
Matt Etherington used to be a winger.
A fictional person called Etherington. So,
yeah, there not we go. Thomas Edison.
This is why I'm not that bothered when we don't do the quiz.
Yeah.
Does anybody know off the top of their head
neither where Ash,
Etheridge is from?
He's from the Philippines.
That's it, yeah.
Who's that?
That's bonus point for Craig.
Etheridge, yeah.
Okay, and where's Etherington Etheridge from?
Your mind.
Okay.
Ladbrokes.
Ladbrokes.
He actually did have a gambling problem, Matt Etherington, so...
Exactly. Okay. Who is more expensive in the game at the moment? Firmino or Sané?
Oh. Something clever. Sorry. I've got my answer.
Warwick Davis.
Very expensive, probably.
You go first.
I went with Firmino.
Oh, I went Sané.
Firmino.
Yeah,
oh,
boy.
For fuck's sake.
Maybe Tom should get two guesses.
Yeah. He looks really upset.
Well, it's not really. It's not ideal, is it? Go on then.
Who's more expensive out of Aguero and Hazard?
Oh, okay. It should still be.
Saying things like it still should be.
Yeah.
Okay. Am I going first?
Yeah, mate.
I've gone for... Oh, I didn't spell it out, but H.
Has. For the heroin. I went with Aguero.
It's Hazard.
Ooh. He's back on the H.
It's
taking a hit of H. It's just too tense. Something clever is just so tense.
No, the winner gets to say it. Something clever. Yeah, I thought Hazard had gone up enough.
The winner has to say something clever. That's the point of the quiz. Is that at the end, the person with the most points has to say something clever. If they don't, the other person wins.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
Okay, wow. It's a good... Okay.
That's how it works.
Okay, got you.
In the last... That's how it works now.
Okay.
Okay, so you've got a moment to think of something clever.
Shit.
Whilst you think about who scored more, Lacazette or Kane?
Who scored more points or more goals?
More goals. Good question. Mm. Clarification.
Oh, fuck.
And you'll hear more of that in Ash's quiz next week called Clarification.
Lacazette or Kane? Oh.
You'll hear much more about it in Any Other Business next week. Oh. Where all the answers get reversed.
We'll hear about this in Any Other Business for sure. Don't you worry about that.
They'll be like, why didn't you do Steve Neal versus Real?
This is, isn't it? I don't know. I've got my answer.
Who's going first?
I think it's me.
Go then.
Yeah.
I've gone with the big H, Kane.
Yeah, same here, yeah.
Oh, both scored.
Both scored. Yes.
I nearly went Lacazette because I think Lacazette has got more points than him FPL-wise.
It's propaganda, isn't it? Everyone's telling you how badly Kane's doing, but he's actually scored a few goals. Yeah.
Propaganda.
It's almost as if you're trying to come up with the questions now.
Don't be silly. Who's got more assists? Aguero or Gudmundsson?
Oh, tough one to spell that.
Oh, a little cheeky. It's A-G-U. Who's got more assists? Oh, go on then. I've got a guess.
Yeah.
Tom?
Gudmundsson.
I've gone with Sergio Aguero. I thought it was a double, treble bluff.
Oh.
It's Gudmundsson.
Oh, is it?
Hey!
Yeah. 3-3.
Okay then.
Ash is like, shit, this is the last one.
Is this the last one?
It is now.
It is now.
Is actually? This would be amazing if I could pull a fucking thing back.
This is it, Tom. This is your best chance to win so far this season.
Oh my God. Don't say that. Go on.
Okay. Whose form is better, Martial or Fernandinho?
Oh, it's...
Oh, what's form on?
Form on. He plays for...
but what's... Okay, I've got an answer.
I got one as well. I think it has to be Martial. He's got 28 points in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've got Martial, yeah.
Yeah, I thought one of you might be tricked.
Well, I was nearly because I've got Fernandinho and he was my best point scorer by a fucking country mile last week. He got like half my team's points, basically. Or a third of my team's points, something like that. But yeah, I'm glad I went for Martial. Yeah.
All right, bonus question.
Yeah. It's the next goal wins.
Bonus.
Yeah, next goal wins. Yeah. Who's got more cards? Granite, the card machine Xhaka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or national hero Maguire.
Oh, he does pick up a lot of bookings.
Oh.
Oh, I should have seen where they got Pete Gibbons. Okay, I've got my answer.
I've got mine as well. And I think we've
gone.
I think we've picked different things. I've gone Maguire.
Oh, I've gone Boom Shakalaka. I think it is Xhaka.
Predictably, Craig has nearly won again.
Oh no!
You've got 3 seconds to say something clever.
Scotland is the only country in the world where Coca-Cola isn't the number one selling soft drink. It's Iron Brew. Oh,
is that true?
That is true. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that.
Congratulations, Craig.
Oh,
you're the sneak winner of something clever.
I thought you were faking me out. You nearly won because Tom's won.
Because Tom, that's what I was expecting, and I nearly unleashed a small dance upon
I thought you proper Tarranted me. Yeah.
Oh.
You're not Chris Tarrant, Jeremy. Yeah. That
damn
was
damn it.
Well, that's it. So 3-0
me.
3-0
me.
3-0.
But now, well, Tom, you get the chance to say something clever.
Yeah. Well, I was originally going to say steamrollers don't roll steam.
No, you missed it. That was me leading you into the Diary of Timmy Tinker.
The Diary of Timmy Tinker's back. Can I just take issue with a couple of things that you said last week? You went, they've only played two games and they've played the same team twice. That's not true. I'll have you know that in, I don't know, episode 3 or 4, I quite clearly said, yeah, we were 6 games into the season and the Pigeons hadn't won a single game. So...
Oh, we just missed them.
I think that's
if you don't pay attention.
If you watch a film, if you watch a fucking series and it doesn't make sense, they don't go, oh, well, it's the audience's fault.
How did those 6 games go?
Yeah.
They lost them all. They hadn't won a single game.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they'd scored a goal. I think I quite specifically said Timmy scored. It's like, it was the first goal for the Pigeons. It was a big moment.
As he scored it. Yeah, okay. Any other issues you took issue with? Or
put the phone down. That's part of it. Put the phone away. there was a couple of
otherwise. I think otherwise we told pretty much perfectly, just retold the story in half the time.
Not really. There was a couple of other things that was annoying me as I was packing my bags on holiday. But no, it was all right. It wasn't bad. It was. I mean, I was expecting the return of Kokoliki Sue to be a lot more triumphant than it was. I really was expecting, oh my God, that was so good. That was like, you know, like when Marvel and the other one like crossed over and there was a whole big thing, Infinity War.
The other one.
The other one, yeah. Disney, wasn't it? I don't know. Like The Simpsons and Family Guy, you know, when there's a big crossover, it's like, wow, that's amazing. Didn't get it.
The Lib Dems and the Tories.
Something like that.
No, it's not the same. It's not the same.
Something like that. But yeah, if you're ready, boys, then I'll take
us
out.
Yeah, ready. You go on.
I'll take us out with, is of course... chapter 8 of Little Timmy Tinker.
Hold the phone.
Go on.
Is there not a motherfucking jingle?
Oh my God, Ash, thank Christ that you reminded me. There is indeed now a jingle.
Philip, it's not just a jingle.
It's so much more than a jingle.
It's good as well. It's perfect as well. Look at who sent it in.
His name Ben.
Oh, sorry.
It's Ben.
We've got full credit.
It was lovely. Yeah,
we've got full credit to give to him. It's Ben Humphrey.
Ben Humphrey. Amazing, yeah.
He's double good as well, because Ben Humphrey will have actually listened. We'll have at least one listener who's listened all the way through.
Yeah, because he'll want to hear
it. The drop-off rate is like 25,000 to get to this point. Now Ben Humphrey is just him listening.
29,999 people drop out at this point, but we just got Ben there.
Humphrey Dumfrey is still here, it is one of the best things I've ever heard. So anyway, we'll stop talking about it and we'll let you listen to it, but my God.
The Diary of Little Timmy Tinker, Chapter 8. When a hero comes along, today was the day, with the strength to carry on. Timmy knew what he had to do, and you cast your fears aside. He'd always known. Can you know you can survive? Windsor Eagles, home. Made up your mind, Little Timmy Tinker, Harold Eggplant asked before the game. Oh yes, grinned Timmy, and he stared across the field, watching manager Gary passing around some gin and tonics to the boys. And? Don't worry, I'll show you that I made the right decision during the game. And with that, Timmy walked off. And show Harold Eggplant that he made the right decision during the game, he did. The Pigeons kicked off and the ball was instantly played back to Timmy, who blasted a 45-yard screamer straight towards the Eagles' goal. Their goalkeeper...
funny
a 45 yard Eagles, isn't it? Hawks
towards the what did I say? Eagles.
Yeah,
I've written Eagles throughout the whole thing.
He's finally changed sides. He's done the right thing.
I was testing you there, Craig. Well done. Show that you're a listener. The pigeons kicked off and the ball was instantly played back to Timmy, who blasted a 45-yard screamer straight towards the Hawks' goal. Their goalkeeper barely made the save, just tipping it over the bar. Timmy turned and made eye contact with Harold Eggplant and smiled. Harold looked furious. Timmy had clearly picked the pigeons. Manager Gary was stood behind Harold and thought that Timmy had been smiling at him, and he got all bashful and hurried off to the public toilets. This first round match for the Jonathan Watson Domestic Appliances Cup was as emotional and as heated as Timmy had expected. And he was happy to see Jonathan Watson from Jonathan Watson Domestic Appliances, the sponsor of Jonathan Watson Domestic Appliances Cup, watching the game from the Jonathan Watson Domestic Appliances van in the car park. The dastardly Alan Potato had been running riot in the middle of the field all game, and Timmy had to stop picturing himself in the number 7 shirt. No, he had made the right choice. He stuck with his friends. Racist David picked up the ball deep into the pigeon's half. Into Mucky Jeffrey, the homeless winger. Back into Racist David. It's swastika time! David into little Timmy Tinker. Timmy into Carlos Fandango, the flamboyant Spaniard with a lisp. Time to be scintillating! Fandango with a great... These are their catchphrases. Fandango with a great ball back into the box. And there's Timmy Tinker. He sticks his size 6 through the ball and it ripples the back of the Hawks' net. Timmy Tinker scores. He scores. The Pigeons have a goal. The referee blows the whistle for the full time and that's it. It's all over. The Windsor Pigeons 1. The Windsor Hawks 8. It was a victory. Maybe not a numerical victory, sure. But a victory for truth, a victory for honesty, a victory for friendship, and a victory for football. There we go. Thanks very much. Yeah, that's that. He's a pigeon. He's always going to be a pigeon.
Did you doubt
he was never going to be an eagle? No, that was a typo. That was a typo.
I still don't understand why he isn't.
Yeah, because the pigeons friendship. Are shit.
Well, the pigeons are shit. They just got beaten 8-1. But he'd rather be, I assume, he would rather be a big fish, a big pigeon in a small nest than...
So he's Matt Letizier.
A big, yeah.
Except for... Ah, so it's like the Matt Letizier thing, except for, apart from it being your, like, home and your first club and all that kind of stuff.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's just, like, randomly where he was and now he's scared to do everything.
He's trapped by a predator. Else. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to some off, you know, because obviously there's a lot of football lately. So I'm looking forward to seeing where Timmy's journey off the pitch. Well, I'm quite excited by that.
I know that he is going to be going on tour to Butlins at some point on a football tour. He's going to be doing that in a couple of weeks.
Right.
Oh,
but I don't want to.
Presumably, Gary isn't the only chaperone on that trip.
No, he's not allowed to be, unfortunately. But
I don't want to spoil the ending.
Go on.
But I think I may have figured it out.
Mm.
It's going to be right. So you've got Gary the Predator,
yeah.
The little kid who's the best player on his under-9s team by a mile, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be a to catch a predator thing, isn't it? At the final game of the season, Gary's going to touch him, and then he's going to be like, ha-ha! The referee's going to turn around, and it's going to be a guy filming.
Well, it's back
Timmy's,
in 96.
Timmy's a 19-year-old pretending to be an 8-year-old or something.
Exactly. Yes. He's going to actually have a 35-year-old man.
Or he turns out to be...
Oh, the beard! I don't know why it never gave it away.
He turns out to be Jeremy Beadle. Maybe he's Beadle, and he slaps him with his little claw and goes, there you go, you paedophile.
I was worried that the song at the beginning was actually a school disco of some sort, and that worried me where he was. But,
although that is a little note that I've made. Yeah, school disco. There's going to be all the different milestones in Timmy's life. But do you like the inclusion of some of the other players? Racist David. Yeah. It's swastika time. I tried to make them a bit like the Hurricanes. They've all got.
Yeah,
different,
I got that. I felt that. Yeah, from the lispy Spaniard,
Mucky Jeffrey. And the lispy Spaniard, Carlos Fandango. Time to be scintillating.
Yeah, he's also quite camp for an 8-year-old.
Well, he is. He's he is, but, you know, it's cool. So
yeah, no.
He's cool.
It's the 90s. It's fine. It's Ricky 90s, Martin was mate. Straight.
Chill out.
It's still fun.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Tom. Thank you for that installment of Timmy Tinker. Thank you for Ben, the listener at this stage.
Yes, cheers. Thanks for listening, Ben.
Who's our only listener at this stage. But thank you. Next week, obviously, we'll be back to cover game week 10. No more pesky internationals. So we'll all be here to cover that. So let us know how you got on. Remember to tweet us at the Gaffer Tapes with your hashtag balls on a Friday night. You've got ages until kickoff. There's no early kickoff on Saturday. So send us a screenshot of your team. You can tweet us or you can email us info@thegaffertapes.com. And you can also get us on Facebook /thegaffertapes. But just get in touch. It's lovely in the game. You get our gaffer gifts on a Saturday night, all the usual jazz. Any final thoughts, boys, before we go?
That's it. Good luck in the bloody game week.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Look forward to next week, where inevitably it'll be me hosting on my own.
Yeah.
That's it. So look forward to Ash's solo, where he plays something clever with himself.
Just Ash doing a podcast and just Ben listening for his jingle at the end.
Just Ash and Ben. I listen to Ash and Ben. That's fine.
The best show.
But yeah, looking forward to that. So thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week. Thanks very much. And goodbye.